Good morning. This is Celeste Headley. John, remember, cast your mind back a year ago when this is what we were hearing from financial experts about Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
Rates on 30-year mortgages fell this week after federal officials took over troubled mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that was part of the plan. Last week's bailout put Fannie and Freddie into conservatorship, which the government will run temporarily. In addition, the U.S. Treasury will buy mortgage-backed securities owned by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The goal is to get Fannie and Freddie some much-needed cash.
So, John, if Fannie and Freddie were the first...
Temporary.
Several...
Temporary.
Well, it's only been
right.
a year. They're now posting profits. So what's going on? Are home mortgages now out of the slump? Because we're also seeing relatively record low home ownership. To hear to explain it to us, thank goodness, is Louise Story. She's the Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Morning.
So what does this mean? Freddie and Fannie are posting profits.
Well, the economy is looking better, as we've been talking about in the show, you know, unemployment and manufacturing looking better. And so part of what you're seeing is that everyone has better hopes for the economy. It's less likely people will default on their mortgages.
But this seems just a year ago was when they took over. This seems like a remarkable turnaround in a year.
Well, you know, maybe a short-term turnaround. The long-term problems for these companies still remain. The Obama administration has not put out a plan. They're going to tell us in February what they think they should do about Freddie and Fannie. And, of course, it's very important. These companies are like the water pipelines around our country. You don't have credit to buy homes without them. And if you turn them off, if you turn the water off, no one's going to be able to buy a home unless they could pay in cash.
Well, it's funny. We talk about how the federal government will intervene in healthcare and take over the entire healthcare sector. I mean, they by basically owning Fannie and Freddie Mac, they own the entire mortgage sector, right? Whatever Freddie and Fannie do determines credit on all kinds of revolving credit accounts.
Absolutely. They back about half of the $12 trillion mortgage market, and they very much set the rates and the standards for mortgages. In fact, they're just about to come out with some new standards, Fannie is, for mortgages that are going to really tighten who can borrow starting on September 1st. So that'll be an important thing to watch, you know, whether as many people can get mortgages and whether it's a good thing that we're tightening these standards or not.
Okay, Louise Story writes for our partner, The New York Times, about Wall Street and finance. Thanks so much, Louise.